Go to mikeshealthychoices.com and look for organic vitamins.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The infographic on the front page of Infowars.com says it all. It's an image from the mountains of El Paso, Texas, on the Mexican border. And the headline reads, ISIS is operating a camp just a few miles from El Paso, Texas, Judicial Watch. Joe Biggs and Josh Owens filed a report last night. They're on the ground in El Paso. They've already been into the edge of Mexico. They are inches away from getting a pilot to take them into the area where the reported jihadi base is located. They have the basic coordinates. So pray for those guys. They're going to be joining us. And with a breakdown of what they've done so far at the bottom of the hour, they may not be able to do that because the plane may be getting ready to take off right then. They're trying to make arrangements right now. Obviously, most pilots are scared to even do it. There's nothing illegal about it. These are pilots licensed to fly into Mexico. But we're working on that right now. And, of course, folks will say, well, keep it secret what you're doing. No, then they could set them up and spin something. We're openly just reporters doing our job. Judicial Watch, highly respected, has the documents, has the sources that, well, they admit thousands of jihadist types are coming across. It's being covered up. Congressmen are on record. And we're being set up basically for an ISIS attack. The Pentagon has told the military, don't even wear uniforms out in the open. Don't use military lingo or jargon. So we're there to investigate this situation. Then we have the gentleman joining us who got pulled over in Florida by the armored tank and threatened by the police. And we've also have some other special guests joining us in special reports today. It is a jam-packed news transmission. Huge amounts of intel right after this quick break. But first off, here is part of Joe Biggs' first report from the border. See the video at InfoWars.com.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Right now we are on the border of Juarez, Mexico. That is right behind me in this area there that's lit up. We've come out here to investigate an article we saw by Judicial Watch saying that they've got intel that there are basically ISIS sleeper cells, people training over here in an area called Anapra. Now we're going to fly over tomorrow in a single-engine Cessna, a very small plane, try to get low flying altitude footage of that compound. And then we're also going to go investigate the East Portillo Mountains, which is just west of us in New Mexico. Now, we've shown you time and time again how these borders are intentionally left wide open, that a threat like ISIS could possibly come across. Now, a lot of people go, well, ISIS is funded by America. Yeah, we got that. We know that we accidentally dropped weapons caches off of that. We know that we're funding them, but it's the old Frankenstein thing. Dr. Frankenstein is the Obama administration, and these guys are the monsters. ISIS is out of control, and they're chopping people's heads off, killing Christians in record numbers. And this is something we've come out here to investigate. We want to bring awareness to the fact that these guys are operating now right at our border. Now, we've already heard reports that these guys are apparently already operating in every state. This could be the key spot where they're coming over right now. So for the next few days, we're going to be out here investigating what's going on, looking into this, and bringing you guys as much information so we can keep you up to date. Once again, I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
That's an excellent quick report. We should again add that the FBI says ISIS is in all 50 states, that they are coming across the border and brace for imminent attack, and ISIS is publishing videos saying they're going to destroy the United States. And Joe Big, back in September of last year, went with Josh Owens to that very spot because he'd been stationed at Fort Bliss when he got out of the Army there at Biggs Field, strangely enough. And he had said this is the type of place, if I was ISIS, I would come across. Because we knew that they were across the border there, he said that very spot, that's where they now say the Mexican authorities and others say they are coming across and that it's being allowed to happen. So we are over the target, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have those reporters on today, and they're going to be up in the air, Lord willing. So give them some prayers for Providence. Infowars.com, tip the spear of real journalism.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
For 2,000 plus miles from South Texas, stretching all the way to the coast of the Pacific Ocean in California, there are giant sectors of complete lawlessness. 75 miles into Arizona, there are signs up telling citizens not to go down major paved roads and saying that up to a third of the state is now under cartel control. And in that festering criminal zone, that 2,200-mile pockmarked zone, the FBI, Homeland Security, members of Congress, and now the Mexican government, also they don't get the blame when the attacks come, are warning that ISIS has training camps right across the New Mexico border and the South Texas, Southeast Texas, Southwest Texas border zone. Joe Biggs and Josh Owens are there, and they are investigating the reported training camp, but we know that thousands of other than Mexicans, you can pull these numbers up, they're mainstream news, come across every month just in that border crossing sector that they're at alone, and the majority of them are from China, and then after that, they are from the Middle East, and many of them are jihadis, and ISIS has said they're infiltrating. And again, ISIS comes out of Europe and comes out of England and comes out of the U.S. and Canada. They recruit young radical Islamicists to the secret army that the West was openly funding to launch major attacks for 4 years against Assad in Syria, but also against Egypt, our supposed ally, who CNN then praised the jihadis when they overthrew that government, and to overthrow Gaddafi, who we double-crossed, who for 8 years worked with the West and apologized and paid reparations and brought in U.S. companies and European companies, and then they set him up and brought in the jihadis. And that is not a good Americana policy to try to destabilize countries and bring in tyrants. So you've got Al-Qaeda armed with 50 caliber Barretts. We're showing video of this of your TV viewer at InfoWars.com right now. When they came into Syria and then into Iraq. So in some cases, up to 300 trucks bought in the U.S. These are cartels in Chihuahua. I had thought you were rolling ISIS video, and it looked almost identical. And I knew those were American-made trucks. That is making my head spin, how you can put these cartels right next to ISIS, and it looks like the same people. And that's exactly what the State Department and others have been admitting, is that the cartels are now linking up with ISIS and they have similar tactics. In fact, you can put in the headline, Mexican cartels and ISIS have similar tactics, are basically merging. And then we can show the video of the cartels again, but the video I was wanting to show is the ISIS folks coming into Iraq. Wow. That looked exactly like ISIS. You're talking about 30, 40, 50, or maybe more vehicles just taking over entire sectors of Mexico to illustrate my point about how lawless it is down there. Simply incredible. I'm going to break this down in detail at the bottom of the hour. Headline, InfoWars.com. ISIS has camps on the U.S. border, but Obama says right-wing extremists are the greatest terror threat. ISIS camps now have been discovered directly across the U.S. and Mexico border. And that's by Judicial Watch. I mean, I can't find a time where Judicial Watch was wrong. They just get government documents. They double-check government sources. They have broken on Republicans and Democrats basically everything. I mean, they were reporting back in 2001, 2002, the Saudi connection to 9/11. That was one of our sources. We had folks on from Judicial Watch then. That's now all been confirmed. And they're saying multiple camps right across the Texas and New Mexico border, only about 30 miles apart from each other, because El Paso is very close there in southwest Texas to the New Mexico three corners, you know, kind of three different, two states, one country come together right there. Okay, I guess you could say four corners because it's two countries and two states all come together right there, but pretty amazing. We're going to be breaking that down at the bottom of the hour in details. We are going to be, I think they've got it set, a pilot to take them in over the camp. I talk about it because it actually gives our people, in my experience, more safety from the U.S. government or somebody else trying to shoot them down and blame it on somebody else or stop them trying to document this camp. And we're not going to be stopped. If we get stopped going in by air, we're going to go in by ground. And I'm not going to announce when that's going to be, obviously, if that happens, but I'll probably have to go down there myself as well. And I'll have to wait till Buckley, who's on vacation, comes back, because he grew up and was born in Guatemala and speaks fluent Spanish. And he's actually hung around down there over the border in that area before. But I'm not going to get into that story. So I've got to wait till he gets back till we do that. But this is a big deal. We're going to go out there. And this is obviously a very dangerous area. I mean, on lakes bordering Mexico down in that area, if you're out jet skiing or on a fishing boat, they'll just drive up and shoot you. And the politically correct media will try to cover it up. And there have been a lot of cases of that. So pray for the crew down there, Josh Owens and Joe Biggs. Coming up, dash cam video shows Arizona officer intentionally running over suspect. I had this in my stack yesterday, but I didn't cover it, because I hadn't had time to investigate the whole story. I'm going to give you my take on this in just a moment. I will say that I think the officer should be given a medal. So we're going to break that down here in just a moment. Then coming up, Gunther Grass one of the top German intellectuals, warns of a sleepwalking into world war in final interview. AFP, Germany's Nobel-winning author, Günter Grass, said he feared humanity was sleepwalking into world war in the last interview he gave before his death on Monday. We have, on the one side, Ukraine, whose situation is unimproving. In Israel and Palestine, things are getting worse. And the disaster the America left in Iraq, the atrocities of Islamic State, and the problem of Syria, he told the Spanish newspaper El Pasis in the interview published Tuesday, a day after his death. We're going to break down some of his final quotes. America spent $374 billion on big pharma drugs last year alone. You heard me right. Talk about a drugged-out population. The main ingredient in the psychotropic drugs is fluoride. That's the molecule they build off of. And $374 billion. Chicago to pay reparations to police torture victims from the torture compound that was discovered 2 months ago. Secret torture compound. And we're going to get, obviously, into a ton more. Joel Gilbert, proven right again. He said that the communist mentor, top pornographer, top communist, top Soviet spy on record in his sector, Frank Marshall Davis, the real father of Barack Hussein Obama, it's undoubted. His film, Who's My Real Father? We sell it at InfoWars.com. I didn't even believe it when I first saw it and checked it, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, this film will really freak you out. The whole Kenya thing was a bait and switch. We're going to break that down in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. But he has now basically been vindicated. Obama has come out and said he owes his worldviews to Frank Marshall Davis. It's unbelievable. The video, the audio is up on InfoWars.com. Simply amazing. And we saw the pornography he shot with a woman that's the exact spitting image of Obama's mother on the same couch in the same house. I mean, it's the same pictures on the wall where Davis shot these Betty Page-style porns. And then it's his mother. And then he would spend whole summers there for at least 10 years with him. And his grandfather, who was CIA, was Frank Marshall Davis's, quote, best friend. I mean, that's in his book, Dreams of My Father, Obama's book, that he lived with Davis, a top communist pornographer. And then we've got his mother from the private collection that Gilbert was able to purchase. They've not denied it, and it's his mother. They didn't put a lot of the photos in the film. Boy, let me tell you. But back in the day, they didn't have video. People traded photos. And fine, she's in pornography. I'm not judging her. The thing is, she did that to be compromised. And this was her boyfriend. And that's why he said in the Harvard Review that he was from Kenya. He was the editor of the Harvard Review. And in 3 years, he was the editor every issue for a month. How many? Well, what's 3 times 12? That many times he said, I am from Kenya. I was born in Kenya. His father looks nothing like him. Then they said he never said that. Then his wife said in two speeches in 2007 that he was from Kenya, born in Kenya, so that we would all believe that and then fight over that, hiding the fact that his dad is Frank Marshall Davis, the communist. And he's now come out and said that he owes everything to that. I'm going to play the clip before he joins us, but whew, I mean, it's just over the top, and that's what the globalists will do. They admit that. They'll do stuff so over the top and so bold and so brazen that people can't even believe it. Our president, who is the spitting image of Frank Marshall Davis, I mean, it's him. That's his daddy. I mean, you look at my dad, you look at me, you look at my dad when he was my age, I mean, that's my daddy. You look at my mother, that's my mama. I mean, I look like my mama. Probably more than my daddy. Probably 60% look like my mother. 40% like my dad. And then you look at Frank Marshall Davis. I mean, it is Barack Obama's daddy. And he is a communist, known KGB officer and a top pornographer to fund the communist operation. And he was connected in with groups like the Weathermen and others. You know how they funded themselves. Bank robberies, you name it. I mean, you just can't make it up. I mean, we are in the hands of hardcore scum. I mean, we are in trouble. They are trying to bring this country down, Cloward and Piven style. I mean, he lived with Davis. It's his daddy. Looks just like him. And then he comes out and says it. He even talks like him. Talks like his daddy. It's his daddy. Not that guy over there in Kenya looks nothing like him. Stay with us. We're going to come back with
from
the cops.
The producers of the multi-award-winning documentary A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. Free Mind Films is proud to announce the release of their third film, Shadow Ring. Narrated by award-winning Hollywood actor Kevin Sorbo, Shadow Ring will review the history of America's hidden oligarchy and their hidden agendas, such as the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations, and the Federal Reserve Bank. Get an exclusive sneak peek and secure your copy today at ShadowRingMovie.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God. A gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80. That's Guns80.com.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Groove for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Okay, Arizona Pavilion, please.
All right, one round just went out into the sky. It's definitely unlocked now. It's definitely loaded. Have units, be prepared.
Did the subject shooting, or did you shoot?
Negative, did not shoot. Unit right there. Just stand off. Stand off. The gun is loaded. Unit on Quintero Park. Stay off. Oh! Jesus Christ, man down.
435, we're Buffalo.
One, he's down.
Unit right there, just stand off, The gun is loaded. Unit on Quintero Park, stay off. Christ, man down.
You know what?
435.
This video came out yesterday, and I didn't have time to research it, so I didn't play the clip. If you're a TV viewer, you obviously just saw that. If you're a radio listener, you probably heard about it or have seen it on the news, but the video is up on InfoWars.com. Dash cam video shows Arizona officer intentionally running over suspect. And they've got the civil rights groups out all freaking out. When this gentleman on record, and I've got a whole list of the things he did, he robbed a 7-Eleven with a club, metal club. Then an hour later, he set fire to a church. And reportedly, I think he did a bunch of other stuff, too. Stole a car, went in, manhandled a .30-30 in ammo at Walmart, threatened a bunch of people, basically shot at the cops. I mean, if somebody's got a gun waving around shooting, I'm going to get out from behind the door, and I'm going to shoot the guy with a rifle. I mean, there's not... And then, see, there's other cops pulling up, and I guess they were just going to let themselves get shot, so the other cop just decides to ram him, which is unorthodox, but that's the type of thing you want, in my view, if people are inside a school shooting people. I mean, that stuff didn't go on a long time ago because everybody had guns inside the school. The principal did, or guns in them in their trucks outside, and you wouldn't get away with it. And in the old days, the cops would just run right in and shoot you. But nowadays, they wait till a SWAT team gets there and they sit around for 2 or 3 hours. It's just ridiculous. And so, you know, you could say the guy's a hothead, and you could say he made a mistake. You could say he crashed the police car. Of course, you got a guy waving a rifle around that's just burning down buildings, robbing people, aiming guns, shooting guns. I mean, it's just end of story. You can march all day with your gun as long as you're not pointing it at people. I'm pro-Second Amendment, but I'm not for lunatics going around killing people. And now they've got the different civil rights organizations freaking out, saying everything in the video seems to point towards an obvious excessive use of force. Really, the guy's still alive. If I'd have been the cop that was already there and the guy's shooting, I'd have just got out and shot the guy. I mean, just no-brainer. You're running around shooting at people. I'm going to kill you. I don't need any police training to know that. There's somebody walking around shooting a gun out here. I'm going to get my rifle, I'm going to just take my time, and I'm going to look at what's behind the target, and I'm going to pull the trigger. I mean, it's real simple. And that's why we've got shotguns, too, so we don't shoot people in another building. But regardless, let's say in the heat of the moment I didn't think. Everything is intent, and I got a rifle, and then it ricocheted off some building down the street. I wouldn't get in trouble because my intent was to stop someone doing harm. It's the same thing with a cop. You have to be in the heat of the moment yourself to then be able to judge, in my view. And they're looking at suspending or firing the cop right now, but then now they're going back the other way saying, no, maybe he acted, the right to put the guy down. But that just shows the extreme nature of the anti-police movement that's funded by George Soros and the left, that no matter what they do, they're attacked. And then you have the police responding in an extreme way, defending bad cops then. No, go after bad cops that are obviously bad. You grab somebody for no reason, put them in handcuffs, pull your gun out, shoot them in the back, you need to get life in prison or executed. You shoot some guy running away and then make jokes about it and then plant a taser, it's premeditated murder. So don't defend people like that. There are bad guys out there. But then to go to the next extreme, when there's somebody going around with a gun, shooting it, and he's just robbed and been stealing and burning buildings down, I mean, that's just a no-brainer response. So we're going to come back and shift gears out of that story and get into bad police conduct, Chicago to pay reparations to police torture victims. We may be able to get our reporters up. with the news on the Al-Qaeda base right over the Texas border and more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, we're here. No compromise, hardcore, in the face of the globalists. I'm your host, Alex Jones, dedicated to telling the truth, dedicated to researching history, dedicated to taking on the globalists. And I have assembled an amazing team of men and women who are dedicated to liberty and telling the truth as well. We are about to go to Joe Biggs and Josh Owens right there on the Texas border. I know they're planning to go into Mexico. They may be in Mexico, it looks like it. From the Skype feed, if you're a radio listener, you can go to InfoWars.com/show to find the free video feed right now so you can actually see our guys there on the ground. Here's the headline, InfoWars.com. Economic collapse blog story. ISIS has camps on the U.S. border, but Obama says right-wing extremists are the greatest terror threat. ISIS camps have now been discovered directly across the U.S. border with Mexico, and we've now confirmed that these training drills, like the one in California last weekend, are to take on sovereign citizens, veterans, and gun owners. As we predicted, now from Florida to California. The videos are coming in, and they are targeting to round up patriots. Gee, wonder why InfoWars was banned from the exercise. Judicial Watch, highly respected, has got the intel, the documents. Congressmen have gone public as well. We know thousands a month, other than Mexicans, many of them Middle Eastern, come across the border. Joe Biggs, who was stationed at Fort Bliss before he got out of the Army as a staff sergeant, wanted to go down there last year saying, they say ISIS is over the border from South Texas with the early reports that have now been confirmed. I want to go down there and show where I think they come across, right by the city park on the edge of El Paso, where it's a half-foot deep water. Turns out Judicial Watch, with the Mexican authorities and others, have come out and said that exact one-mile stretch is indeed where they're coming through. And a quarter mile from there, they leave these huge gates open at night, and we have that footage as well. So we're going to condense all this together into one special report tonight on the news. But Joe Biggs is there. They're working on getting an aircraft. At this point, I've said they're going in. I don't want to give too much about did they get one or when this is going to happen, but it's very soon. But Joe's going to give us a breakdown of what's happened so far via the magic of Skype there on the border. Joe Biggs and Josh Owens, you left yesterday at about 6, filed a report late last night. What have you learned since? Break it all down.
Well, right now, Alex, we are standing outside of Inopra. Inopra is the area that is listed in the Judicial Watch report stating that there is a possible ISIS terror cell operating over there. That place is pretty much run by a lot of the drug cartels from Juarez. So we're standing on this mountain range just on the other side. If we walk across though here, we could be in Inopra. But yes, like you said earlier, we're trying to work on an aircraft right now, a small plane, to be able to hover over this area and fly around and try to get some footage and possibly spot this area and get that footage out to you guys.
I see the El Norte train. That's one of the actual trains the illegals jump on by the tens of thousands a day to come into the U.S. Don't see any on that one. But that is just an amazing image of you out there in the desert in the mountains with the train going through.
Yeah, there's a lot of activity out here. I mean, this is the one area, though, where the Border Patrol actually have to have their armored vehicles. They have to have the cages up over the windows because Inopra is a pretty bad area. I mean, Juarez is bad given, but this place right here, the actual border fence, which is not even that great, is right along the side of the city. So just splitting between, you know, the U.S. and Inopra is this little fence. So
I can see the fence. Looks like you're, what, about 600 yards from that?
Yeah, it ends, though, right over my left shoulder, and then there's nothing going up really that much up to the top of the hill.
How many yards away would you say from the end of that black fence we see right there?
You're about 800.
800 yards?
Yeah. This is about the best view that we could get up high enough so you could actually see the city.
Well, I want to talk to you off air during the next break to decide what we're going to do, but everything's looking good right now?
Yeah, everything is good thus far. I'm trying to work on a couple different plans. Like I said, we're going to try to take a trip out to the East Portillo Mountains tomorrow, which is about an hour and 20-minute drive. I'll possibly try to fly over that today as well because they said that's where the ISIS spotters are posted up in that mountain ridge trying to look over the Mexican border, and then when they give them the all clear, they signal them through.
Amazing. And again, Judicial Watch says the camp's there. Congress people say they're coming across. They've been caught coming across. Why do you think they'd want to whitewash this and cover this up and then have the one of the biggest domestic exercises ever to take on patriots at the same time? What do you think's going on, Joe?
Well, I mean, even the local news around here is just saying, oh, you know, we contacted Border Patrol officials. They say that this article from Judicial Watch is basically bogus and there's no evidence to support these claims. You know, this is what we've been hearing for the past year, Alex. I mean, we keep hearing that, you know, this isn't happening. The border's secure. It's not wide open. And then eventually somebody releases an article, shows pictures where they've captured four, you know, Iraqi guys with, you know, that are ISIS sympathizers. And they're finding prayer rugs. And they're finding, you know, translation books from Arabic and Urdu to English and all this stuff out here and prayer beads. So there's something definitely going on.
Well, it's the Border Patrol people that are actually leaking the information, and it's in their reports, thousands other than Mexican. That's what they call it in the reports. You can see Iraq, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Libya,
But then it's not just that. There's also other jihadis from Western countries coming in, and this is where they're coming into the country. And it's just amazing that they're trying to cover this up because they don't want folks to know the border is wide open.
Yeah, because, you know, then that means that it shows that their almighty Obama is not doing his job just like he promises he is, because most of the sheep think he's doing a great job right now. If they actually came out here to the border, that's what I tell people all the time. People always want to get mad and yell at me like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just crazy. Well, I've actually been out here numerous times. This is like my fifth trip to El Paso in the last year. Nothing's changed. Nothing is improved. The border is completely and totally wide open in many places, maybe not the entire border everywhere, but all you need is a gap, and that word of mouth travels down south, and everyone knows where that gap is, and they exploit it, and they go through it, and there's nothing being done to stop it or patch it up.
Well, sure, and of course, still the Obamanoids support Obama, but the majority of Americans in all the polls aren't buying it, so that's why the media is trying to keep clamps on it, but Jakari Jackson and our other reporters last year went down to McAllen, also in South Texas, because of our Border Patrol sources, and they were there saying they're ordered to let the illegals through, and they give them vouchers and ship them in. And that's now mainstream media. So they don't want this getting out, but it is getting out that it's happening.
But the funny thing is, though, is when I go out and I show the borders where they're open, you know, the Border Patrol will try and sometimes hassle you. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, what are you doing out this way? You can't get close to the border. I'll be like, why not? You're letting illegals through. Why can't I, as a citizen, walk on my own soil, which is all the way up to the fence? I can go wherever I want to. So they want to try to hassle people sometimes, which I think is just trying to help cover up the fact that the border's open.
Well, sure, that's their order. They get reprimanded or fired if they report on the illegals coming in. That's in the news. And they're even told, let them go when they commit crimes. Because that's what the criminal, illegitimate government wants. Just because the Border Patrol, most of them follow their orders, doesn't mean that we're going to follow the globalist operations. And again, I don't want to just make the Border Patrol the enemy here. They're really upset about what's happening. But at the same time, they're just replacing them with these political officers that will engage in the treason. And I have been down at the border myself. We have footage of it down by Big Bend. And they have the Border Patrol spotting with the binoculars and radios college kids, but also adults, drinking beer on the Rio Grande and throwing footballs, and then they come up and give you tickets while the illegals come across right in front of them. So they're not allowed to do that.
I would doubt it. I mean, I've seen that tons of times. I mean, quite frankly, almost every trip I've been on, I see Border Patrol agents posted up in their vehicles playing Angry Birds or something like that. Or almost one time we were flying, I think it was with Glenn Spencer, we're flying, a guy was laying up on the hood of the vehicle, just like posted up, just like trying to get some sun, not watching what was going on, not watching the fact that in that area of Arizona, there's really no border, and there's just barbed wire fence.
They're so not allowed to do their job. They've been ordered. I mean, it was in the news 2 weeks ago, like Associated Press, I remember the headline, Border Patrol ordered to ignore large groups of illegals.
Yeah.
I mean, if they pull over a van full of 15 people and the driver's drunk, they're openly ordered to release them, but then go out and find citizens who are the enemy. I'm telling you, it's sick.
And then you don't even know who's in that large group who has these ISIS connections or intentions who are trying to meet up with other sleeper cells in the country to do harm. You know, right here in El Paso, you've got Fort Bliss, which is the largest tank division in the world. I mean, there's 60, 70,000 troops here. That's a huge base.
That's Task Force 6, right?
Yes. You also have a huge power grid location that we did some reports from last time when Josh Owens and I were here. These are big targets. You have White Sands Missile Range, where there's a lot of military stuff that goes on there. There's a lot of stuff out here where a potential attack could happen. I mean, just over this on the other side of the mountain over here, you have the University of Texas, El Paso. This is a prime spot for something like that. That's why they need to spend
money on
fixing
the border. That's exactly what
they'll
hit.
They need the security. They need to beef up the security out here, and they're not doing it because all of this stuff right now is just—it's just sad that they're not doing anything about it.
Well, how are they going to get away with it when their Al Qaeda boys, ISIS boys, attack a mall or attack that university or attack the military base? I mean, imagine 500 or 50, 10, whatever the number is going to be, Major Hassan's attacking the base, and they won't even call it a terror attack when it happens. I mean, it's just incredible because they got to keep that border open to collapse us into the North American Union, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I totally agree. So hopefully we can get some information out here while we're out here today. We're still waiting on this confirmation from a pilot to get out here and get footage over Arapa and then get down to the East Portillo Mountains as well.
All right. We know you guys can go in there as well. We're in the Judicial Watch documents. They're saying...
Oh, one other thing, too, though. The East Portillo Mountains, from what I've been looking into, is mostly overlooked by BLM. So if there's BLM there, then there's also these, you know, reports of ISIS spotters. You know, that's another thing to think about. What's going on there?
Well, our government at the highest levels has been criminally aiding and abetting the leadership of ISIS, which is just Al-Qaeda in Iraq. I mean, they admit that. And so just to confuse the public, because it'd be too much if the government got caught funding Al-Qaeda, so they just changed the name and confuse people. It's just really incredible that this is happening. And, Joe, if you see the Border Patrol, you know, usually they follow you and act like you've done something wrong, or the state police, go over to them. I mean, we're not the enemy, even though they've been trained we are, and say, hey, you know, are you aware of these Judicial Watch reports? And, I mean, obviously, they're going to say, go talk to public affairs. And
yeah,
you go talk to public affairs, they'll give you a card and call you in 1,000 years. But just continue. You can do a man on the street asking folks if they're aware of what's going on. Joe Biggs and Josh Owens, a great job. You guys be safe down there.
Thank you.
All right, there they go from right there at the border. And it's already muy caliente down there. All right, let me now shift back into the news. There is obviously so much of it. This is really bizarre. Leaking of government officials' addresses accompanied by note warning of FEMA crackdown by New World Order Satanist. Publication of sensitive material blamed on right-wing hackers. We're going to print that article off and cover that coming up in the next segment. You have the video that he shot last night. ISIS camp discovered at U.S. border. Questions swirl over bizarre Walmart closures. We're learning that they've not called out permits on the supposed plumbing. You know that's made up when it's now, it was 6, now it's 8 Walmarts. In the South, are they turning into low-income housing? That's what one tip said. Is it shutting them down because people trying to unionize? Did Chinese communists buy Walmart? I mean, these are the stories all coming out. It's kind of a whodunit. What do you think's going on? There's another video with my son and Morgan Rob Dew's son, on children beg state to let them go outside. CPS grabbing children from normal homes for them children being allowed to play outside. Meanwhile, a detailed report, TSA workers caught manipulating body scanners, groped genitals for sexual gratification. That broke in CBS News yesterday. We show you some of the history of it. Hillary visits college, puts everyday Iowans on lockdown when she comes, then calls herself just a normal person, and goes on to say that she's going to wage war against basically the 1%. Number one, that's all a fraud. If you make, I think it's like $250,000 a year, it depends on inflation, maybe almost $300,000 now, but if you make $300,000 a year, let's just give a high-end number to make sure we're accurate, you are in the 1%. I wish that, you know, 10% made $300,000 or 20%. You'd really have a booming economy then. Every economist knows a big middle class is key to an upwardly mobile working class, blue-collar folks. It's the entrepreneur middle class in every culture that is the engine. And big elites, the ultra-rich, always wage war against it to consolidate power. Because their next big competition is coming out of the middle class. And political opposition is coming out. Because they can't be bought. They have their own thing. They don't want to be under your control. They don't want centralized board. And so when we sit there and attack Hillary and go, oh, yeah, you're funded by the 1%, but you claim they're fighting them. We almost give in to this class warfare, myself included, that 1% is bad. We did the math last year. I forget the exact math. I think it was .0. It was 7 zeros. And then a 2-3. Because if you go off the Rothkopf, Henry Kissinger group, saying there's 6,000 people that own and run the world, I agree with that number. It's a little big, but let's say 6,000. You average 6,000 into the different global wealth numbers that are out there, and they vary. But you always come up with a .000000 and then some numbers that has half the wealth and growing. In a few years, they're set to have 60% of the wealth. To a man and a woman, these rich globalist billionaires, except for a few families, fund taking your guns, getting rid of borders, taking your family, breaking up the family. The richest percentile of Americans make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. So how could $135,000 salary make you a one percenter? Now, see, that's an article out of what, the Daily Beast? Well, that's out of the Atlantic. So they're saying $135,000. The numbers I've seen is really about $300,000. Because the rich are good at hiding their money. But the point is, who buys cars? Who goes to restaurants? Who gets their hair done? Who can put the swimming pool in? Who hires nannies? Who sends people to college? Who, you know, donates land to the, you know, for a park? It's the middle class. And so Hillary says the problem is people making $135,000 a year. Well, no. No. It's billionaires like George Soros that get their money from government bailouts and Warren Buffett. So when we come back, we have a couple clips here of Hillary at the university acting like a regular lady when they shut the whole place down with a piece of garbage. I'm running for president because I think the Americans and their families need a champion. And then she goes into how she's going to battle the 1%. Well, actually, it's true. Hillary's telling the truth. That's the headline. Hillary's telling the truth about battling the 1%. She wants to get rid of the lower 99.99999% of the 1% that's her enemy for the super elite.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug-out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana Food Storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
We're back, and here is Hillary, who's going to battle the insiders. What a joke.
I just want to tell you a little bit about why I'm here today. I think we all know that Americans have come back from some pretty tough economic times.
Yeah.
And our economy and our country are much better off because American families have basically done whatever it took to make it work. But I think it's fair to say that as you look across the country, the deck is still stacked in favor of those already at the top. And
yeah, you helped
there's something
that
wrong
one.
With that. There's something wrong
oh,
with...
Oh, really? You helped change the laws for derivatives.
...times more than the typical worker. There's something wrong when American workers keep getting more productive, as they have, and as I just saw a few minutes
ago... You see,
ago,
they do this...
very possible.
And then don't go after the actual elite, but then just raise taxes.
Is not matched in their paychecks. And there's something wrong when hedge fund managers pay lower tax rates than nurses or the
Obama almost got 2-to-1 money from hedge fund people than
here over the last 2 years.
The guy I ran against.
And there's something wrong when students and their families have to go deeply into debt to be able to get the education and skills they need,
which has been your plan all along,
make the best of their own lives. And I looked at the figures. The average
I mean, they're shutting our power plants down to gouges.
College,
they're tearing down dams.
Comes out with nearly $30,000 in debt. And that's, I think, the ninth highest debt load in the country. And people are struggling. I met earlier today with a young student who is piecing together work and
really
loans,
hard to listen to her,
knowing full well he's going to come out owing a lot of money. So we've got to figure out in our country how to get back on the right track. And I'm running for president because I think that Americans and their families need a champion.
Oh, my goodness.
And I want to be that champion. I want to stand up and fight for people so that they can not just get by, but they can get ahead and they can stay ahead.
And that's why that's propaganda from CNN carrying that. We're here analyzing it. That's why you have presided for 25 years over the dismantling of the country. And the debt bubbles and the college garbage and all of it, and then you want to sit there and act like you're fighting it. By the way, the guys were able to pull out my breakdown from Forbes. Are you rich enough? The terrible tragedy of income inequality among the 1%. And it goes on to say the 1% starts at $300,000, what I had said, according to Berkeley's Emmanuel Saez. Not until you get to the top 0.1% with an income of $1.9 million a year do you achieve the velocity and start to escape Earth's monetary gravitational field. And that is, again, the top 10% of 1%. And then you look at just the top few percent. That's the 1,000-plus, I think it's like 1,200-and-something billionaires. And then above them are the super ultra-rich whose money is a state secret. And that, of course, is the British royalty, the Rothschilds, and the Dutch royalty, all of their wealth are state secrets. What's not a state secret is that we are funded by viewers and radio listeners like you. Thank you for supporting our local sponsors, our local affiliates, and by purchasing high-quality water filtration systems that cut out the fluoride and all the other garbage at InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code WATER to get 10% off. Start filtering you and your children's water today. It's very inexpensive, high-quality, and it's a win-win. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com. We're running the Alex Jones Challenge Pack special, the three things that supercharged my muscle gain and fat loss and health in the 45-day trial I did where I lost 6 pounds of fat and gained muscle. You can see the video at InfoWars.com. It's celebrating my journey back to being in good shape. Yeah, I gained 99 pounds, folks, so I've lost 60-plus. But it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. You can get free shipping with the X2 iodine, the OxyPowder, Super Male Vitality all together. A huge discount. There's some other free shipping deals as well. GCN. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected
hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.